Welcome to the Reimagine Podcast, a podcast that seeks to reimagine faith and life in the community as we link, learn, and live together. I'm Greg English, along with Brad Hoffman and Brian Dupuy. Today, on episode 165, we talk about the weekend. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
And not the pop star weekend. The weekend, yeah.
The actual weekend.
Now that you said that, there's probably a lot of weekend titles out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
But we'll leave that to be.
Sure.
So
it's not for this episode.
Not movie week.
Hello.
Yes. Good to see everybody. Yep. You know, before I get into that, I'm just looking around the studio here. And in our studio, it's amazing that there's 9 bookshelves. Mm-hmm. Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that are 7 shelves high.
Yes.
And I come in the studio quite a bit.
Yeah, sure.
And every time I come in, I just find myself just looking at, I'm just looking around at titles that I've not seen before.
Yeah.
Or some that I see and I look back at and I think, oh, that's good or whatever. And so here I am doing the introduction to this and I'm staring right past your right ear, Brian, to there and looking at different titles over there. And it just made me think, what do you do when you go to a bookstore or a library and you find yourself standing there? How do you even begin to peruse the categories?
Uh-huh.
And these book and the books that are in this place are categorized.
Yeah, it's categorized.
So, but it is. Yeah. I mean, do you find yourself doing that when you're in here?
Oh, all the time.
I'm constantly looking around.
All the time.
Well, it's kind of like that jelly bean jar. If you can guess the number of books in the, you know, you win the prize.
Yeah.
You have the count? You have the full count?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many books are in here?
Take a guess.
Oh, this is really fun. If the audience could only see it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, 9 shelves of books in this little 5x10 space with 7 stories tall, shelves tall each.
7 stories tall. What do you think?
I'm going 875.
Cold.
Ooh.
Oh. 1100.
Warmer.
1349. Final offer, Bob.
Still cold.
Oh, is that right?
You got you were 1100 close? I went cold.
No, I was warmer. He's warmer. You're warmer-ish, but still very cold.
Is it above that?
1500?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Beyond that.
In this space?
Yes.
Wow.
3,130
books in this room.
Yeah.
This is fascinating. Yeah. If you're local and listen to the podcast, you need to come by and see this.
There's tours on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes.
If you'd like
3,130 books.
3:30 to
3:45 in this space. I would have never guessed that. Obviously.
No. That's what's here.
I'm going to count them when you leave today.
Very few picture books, too. By the way, for those that can't see it,
just a couple.
Very few.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's like when the grands come in and they're looking for the books and the pictures.
So when you show up to a place to look the books, how do you even start?
When I show up at a place?
Yeah.
To look at books?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm finding categories and
so you're looking for genres.
Starting from there.
When you walk in.
Yeah.
Like when you go to B&N, where do you go to first? Like what's your spot?
I don't spend a lot of time in.
But if you did.
If I did.
If you showed
Books
up.
Books a Million, Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. Any of those. Probably the
library.
Religion section.
Yeah.
I always check that out.
You ever go to used bookstores?
Oh, yeah.
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 They're fun. Some of them are. Some of them can be a lot of fun.
I think I'm probably religion, and then I want to hear the biography. I want to go to biographies.
Yeah.
That's me.
You know where there's a really good, used religions? Section.
No.
That's a funny statement right there. It's everywhere.
No. But there's in Lynchburg of all places, I guess because of Liberty, there's a Main Street bookstore. I've been there several times and it's like an old Victorian house that they have moved in. So it's books throughout the entire place. but probably their largest collection is religion. And I know when you walked in, you go past the counter and there's a room to the right and it's like, I don't know, maybe six or seven shelves. I mean, it's a lot of books. It's probably 3,000 books in that room too, but kind of cool to walk through there and see, you know, I mean, it's just intriguing to me.
Now, were you a reader growing up?
Not so much. Not probably until after I finished my master's.
Yeah.
I really want to start reading. I didn't want to read for like a year or so after I finished my master's. Sure. It's like I'd read too much at that point in time. And then
I didn't want to read while I was doing my master's.
Well, yeah, I think that's the thing. I had, you know, you had to and had to do that. But I use like looking for stuff like Amazon's one place, but Abe Books, Abe.com, which is kind of a it is like a clearinghouse for pre-owned used bookstores across the country and internationally. So, I mean, if you're going to find it, you're going to find it there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Amazon, but you probably find it there cheaper than you would.
I get a little overwhelmed when I go to the bookstores. It's kind of like when I go shopping for cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I know there's just something when I'm staring at that much stuff at one time, even though I know what I want to find or see,
right?
I'm like, I freeze, I'm just staring at it, I feel smart, and all of a sudden, then I got to go to the bathroom. Like, it all just collides together. I just, it doesn't, that's why I asked the question, how do you look for
books? It depends on what you're looking for. I mean, like, you can
get distracted. I'm perusing. Like, when I go to the library, I'm not there for a real specific thing. Kelly is, I'm not. I'm just like, I'm wandering up and down, I'm looking, and then they all start looking the same, and you know, kind of.
I go right online for the library stuff. Like,
that's a good way to do it.
I'll look through there first and think, oh, I wonder if this book's here, you know, and so, that kind of stuff.
There's something about engaging the library, though.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The smell, the people.
I go into the library, but I do my perusing
pre-library
on their website. Yeah.
And then
No, I already know going in. This is what I'm getting.
So do you rush in and rush out, or do you?
No.
Like, I went in the other day last week, and I worked on the puzzle at the library.
Yeah.
So which is the best public library?
I don't get to very many of them. I get to the one over here by us.
Yeah.
I get the one by my neighborhood. That's on Belmont. I mean, that's. There's the big one downtown, which is the other direction. But
you ever been there?
No. I'm a local man.
You're going here.
I'm going to the Belmont. Smells like 1979 all over.
Is that the one? That's not the one. That there's one like off Carey Street. Yeah, like that's it. That's it. I'm intrigued with. We pass by there periodically. Yeah. I'm intrigued with what that looks like. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, that's good.
Amazing. 3,130.
It is 3,000. Wow.
When the lights go out, I'm counting.
Yeah.
I'm amazed now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's that time of year, too, with books, right? We're starting. I'm starting to see now. My friend, he's been on the show before, Danny Franks, has let us know all his summer books that he'll be reading. Yeah. So, thank you, Danny, for those recommendations.
Yeah. We ought to take more of those recommendations in, what people are reading.
Yeah. I should have brought that up, but he's got several he just put out. So, coming into the weekend, here we are. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And so, you know, all the things that happened during that time frame. Mm-hmm. Summer readings happening.
Right. Kicking off pools open.
Pools will open this weekend, matter of fact. Yep.
That's right.
All the cleaning of the pools are happening now.
Well, some of them actually open. They're doing swim team stuff already. Like, I think over at Milestone had already done that. Ash Creek. Milestone, I guess. Yeah.
So a lot going on that. So Memorial Day, and that is a time that, you know, that we say thanks to those who served in the services going all the way back to the Civil War.
Yeah.
In fact, do you know where the official town of, well, it was always called Decoration Day, but now it's called Memorial Day. Do you know the town in which it is granted?
Jenkintown, Pennsylvania. No, I don't know.
You're cold.
I knew it.
You didn't know it?
I knew it at one time.
Well,
I don't think.
So if I give you this clue based on what I enjoy, this is a term out of an old country classic song. It's the town's named after
that. I can't do that. Well, you might get the country song.
Oh, no. No. I am woefully inadequate.
May 5th, 1866 was the founding day of Memorial Day in Waterloo, New York.
That's right.
Waterloo,
New York.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Waterloo, and there's a song called Waterloo.
So what is that?
Waterloo, Be My Waterloo.
My Waterloo.
Everybody has
still nothing. You don't recognize that?
I don't recognize the tune.
Okay, moving on. Anyway, so it's Memorial Day weekend. So you got plans for the weekend? But I have plans.
Us? Yeah. We? I don't know. I'm not sure we have any plans.
You going to barbecue, grill up? Brian, you going to barbecue?
We're going out to eat Saturday. So, right. Saturday.
That'd be fun.
After some friends, yeah.
Yep, good.
Early, going to do the early bird special for
six. Well, you're at that age.
There you go.
As yeah. you like to say, you're the oldest in the room.
You're the oldest in the room.
Food's the same.
At 4:45 or 7:30, yep. It's still the same.
Yep. Still the same.
Right? Yep, it's going to taste the
same. Of course, it's a little smaller.
That's right. That's right. Well, the digestion, you know.
You have more time. You have more time.
That'd be good, spending time with friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing? You're going.
We're hitting the road. We're traveling.
Yeah,
nice.
Yep.
Nice.
My niece is graduating high school, so we're making the drive to Nashville this weekend.
Oh yeah. Come on. Great place. Yeah. Great place.
Yep. Yeah. So why we decide to drive on Friday and Monday of Memorial Day weekend, you know, I don't know. But there we are. There we are. We'll be with the crowds.
And you got your reservations for Bluebird.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, Bluebird. That's good. That's a good spot. That's a good spot.
It's just biscuits and gravy.
I want to go there. Yeah. I want to go there.
No, it's good.
I mean, I won't go there. So
I mean, it's not fancy, but it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good food. Yeah. So we'll be doing that. Yeah. We're going to head out tomorrow and come back
no
Monday.
No cooking on your grill.
No cooking. No cooking. Uh-oh. We're going to be driving. So we're going to have a good Memorial Day meal at Bucky's on the drive.
On the highways and byways of life.
Little brisket sandwich.
You and everybody
little
else
brisket
in the country.
Sandwich.
In that Bucky's.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So, yeah, that's our plan. So
that's good.
Yeah.
We're probably going with the
I'm glad you're going on your plan.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're going with the traditional. We're going to Baltimore. We're going to watch the Orioles play.
Mm.
It's one of my son's birthdays.
That's fun. That's
so
fun.
We'll celebrate at Camden Yards.
Yep.
Do
yep.
that, and I don't know what we eat, whatever comes across the way.
Yeah. Yeah,
that could be anywhere from the burgers on the street to Boog's barbecue in the stadium to Little Italy's afterwards. I don't know.
Wow. You got choices.
There'll be a game in between all those stops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'll do that. And then Memorial Day, we're going back up towards Stanton, Virginia, and there's a event we're participating in. So
yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Like
that's
a picnic, nice. picnic celebration kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll do that. So it'll be good.
Now, I was telling Brad when I was younger— my parents would wake us up at 6 something in the morning on Memorial Day, and they'd load us into the car, and we would drive out to Kankakee to this this veteran cemetery, and they would pull out this flatbed truck, and they had one speaker on it and one of those old silver microphones, you know, that old style microphone. And this older gentleman would come out. He'd have the slick back hair and the high-waisted pants and suspenders. And he would lead us through a whole program, a whole Memorial Day program. They had a speaker, you know, someone from the House of Representatives or something.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
They'd have the retired gentleman come out and do the gun salute, you know. And we'd collect the shells afterward when they were gone. And then we'd go and visit some family grave sites and and then after that, we'd head over to Howard Johnson's and have a breakfast there with my family. All of our family got together for that occasion. And so we'd have breakfast there and then we'd go back home. And yeah.
So I know I went to Howard Johnson's too as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Howard Johnson's?
We went to Shoney's.
Okay.
We had Howard Johnson, but we went to Shoney's.
Mm, yeah.
Well, see, we were talking about the corn toasties from years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, years and years ago. You can buy them at Howard Johnson's or you can buy them at your, you know, grocery store freezer section as well. But that was like whenever I think of Howard Johnson's, that's what I remember.
Yeah.
Or the corn toasties.
The corn toasties.
Somebody else remembers that. I know. Somebody else
yeah.
has to remember that.
Yeah.
It's not just me, but.
Yeah. Call in. Call in if you remember that. Go ahead.
No.
Hit us on the phone lines.
No. But, you know, they do a really nice thing out here at the park, too.
Yeah.
And do a good job for Memorial Day. And pretty meaningful.
Yep.
Service as well.
It was.
It's good. I think it's good to remember. It's good it's good to pause and. With gratitude, I think, in a sense.
Yeah.
And just remembering, you know, people have given themselves that we have what we have today and enjoy it. And
Yep.
Yeah, and not everybody was a skillful soldier. They were just committed to.
Yeah, I mean, they were committed, and they gave the ultimate sacrifice,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, for sure.
So be some good parade. There's always a good parade is always good.
A good parade?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm thinking around town. Like, they'll probably do the celebration at the War Memorial Museum. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you got the Tomb of the Unknown in D.C. There's places in Chicago. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different.
You know, I've never been up there for that.
To D.C. for it?
I don't think I've been to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, so I need to do that.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
It's worth going.
Wow.
Yep. 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 Very, very meaningful to be there to see that. So.
Yeah.
Yep. So in another note, we lost a great theologian and pastor last week, Tim Keller.
Yeah.
I was just looking.
A few of his
I'm not even going to mention the number of my books over in the next room over. But yeah.
It's in the tens.
And three of those tens is some of his.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about just the influence which he had on a lot of people. And, of course, the longevity of that legacy will be another person that people will look back, look back towards for years of resourcing. And you had the experience of...
Brilliant guy to listen to. I mean, I've listened to him for a long time, but also had done Faith and Work, the Redeemer Church has a Faith and Work Center, and I've done a number of conferences up there for stuff. But, you know, he's had a profound influence, obviously, on New York, but even on Christians around the country. You know? And continues to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the podcast is a collection of messages that he preached for, like, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of, and that's like multiple times during the week he would speak. So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But
in New York, they say that's where churches go to die, New York City. So the fact that, you know, they're planted and growing
really
and
doing well. Yeah.
And
yeah.
have a good conversation.
No, that's pretty amazing. But no, I've enjoyed listening to him and will continue to. I mean, a lot of stuff I've not heard him say. So thankful for the recordings and the opportunity for them to be podcast. So
be good.
Yeah. Any key point about him you would say?
I've always been impressed with, I mean, obviously he's an astute individual. He's smart. He's studied. But it's funny. It's not that his style is charismatic. His style is full. Mm. I mean, it's thought provoking, makes you think. And he puts the pieces together well, you know? So I think that's part of his legacy, part of how he taught.
I mean, you could name a few other folks previously that have impacted your life, but it's one that's kind of like, their writings or their conversations or their livelihood, it's like they make you want to love Jesus more. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're smart, they're intellectual and all that kind of stuff, but just they're drawing to, they love Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think my perception of him is, you know, we have a lot of rock stars in Christendom, you know, there's a different humility about him, you know, at least what's projected publicly and what seems to come across. Now, I didn't know him personally or anything. That's just my, but, you know, from the standpoint of what you perceive and yet in so much of what we hear and get today, there's just a lot of slick hair and slick moves and great ideas and all this kind of stuff. But there's something about returning to the scriptures and there's something about staying steady in scripture, you know, that says a lot. So,
yeah.
Kudos to that, for sure. For sure.
Yep.
That's good. Yep.
So, anything else you're going to do this weekend? Other than
I feel like it's pretty full. I'm trying to find 2 or 3 hours to take a nap. I might do one other thing. There is in Charlottesville here, starting this weekend, goes through Labor Day's polo matches.
Oh, yeah.
I may hit one of those on Sunday, but it just depends on. I don't know how much I want to be up and down the road, but we might go up there and take a picnic and
it's a good time.
Watch the horses play.
That's right.
You know, I think it's a good time to reimagine. I mean, in a sense of your routines and what you do. I think about
this time of year
prior to, you know, a pandemic, you know, March of 20, that there we had all these set things that we did, and some of our lives were pretty regimented and pretty routine when it came to holidays and that kind of stuff. And then you had the interruption or the disruption for a couple of years, and now you move into a year where, you know, while things were open last year, things are certainly really open, you know, in a sense, more so. There's more normalcy than ever. But being able to create and imagine and think through what your new routines are going to be and how they can be meaningful and intentional. And that's why I think sometimes it's good that even amidst all the fun and the socialization and stuff like that, that we really do take moments to bear a gratefulness, I mean, for our country we live in. I mean, right now you read everything about the government, sounds horrible, right? You know, but it is, we're fortunate. We're blessed in a lot of ways, and we experience freedoms, which are incredible. And sometimes we just have to stop and be grateful for that and quit complaining and quit griping and quit blaming and pointing fingers. And there's something about, you know, gratitude and gratefulness that will change your judgmentalism and your self-righteousness. And so maybe this weekend is a great call to just be grateful.
You know? That's a good point.
So,
yeah, that's good.
Yep.
So I'm going to do that. I'll be grateful. Good. I'll practice a grateful.
Well, we've been talking about it a little bit this week, just in terms of just prayer and how just the attitude of gratefulness or gratitude is, that's the transforming of the spiritual man, person.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been a focus of my learning the last several weeks and thinking about that. So that's an excellent tie into that.
It'll come up soon in virtues and gratitude.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a preface.
He's selling his stuff again.
So. At least the hair's not slick.
Yeah. That's all. No.
All right. Well, good.
We're going to get you reading here.
Be safe on your travels.
Yeah.
Enjoy your dinner out late nights, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Sounds good. Absolutely.
And thank you for listening to the Reimagine Podcast. As always, you can follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Overcast. Download any of the episodes and rate them. Check us out on the reimaginecast.com website. So for Brad and Brian, I'm Greg. Thanks for listening to the Reimagine Podcast.